מצחת דבר חמפה תדגימו משנה היי
המקרוב קרצון ומרם בחוד חי somebody who is makrov that's what kachem is an attack to the angur the part of the korban that is put on his back such as a challah and he does so b'chutz outside the Beis HaMikdash his chayav karet now a person only chayav karet that may makrov the angur and b'chutz not the basar of the korban and the basar of the korban is not put on the mizbeach it's eaten by the kohen and a person is only chayav for makrov b'chutz something that otherwise would be put on the mizbeach and in this case with the basar of korban attacks the angur you might think you're not chayav for the angur either as a buffer is being mafsik between the Emurim and the Mizbeach. And you might think in such a case that the buffer was attached to the Emurim and you were mafsik on the Mizbeach, it would not be kosher. As the Pasuk says, Ala Eitzim, Asher Ala Eitz, that the Emurim has to be put directly on the Eitzim, Asher Ala Eitz, and in this case the buffer is mafsik in between the Emurim and the Eitz. And any time that you're mafsik something b'chutz, which had you been makrib on the mizbeach, it would not be kosher, you would not be chayav for being makrib at chutz. Even so, in this case, you're chayav for being makrib outside the Beis HaMikdash, as if you put the basar attached to the emurim on the mizbeach, it would be kosher, the hakar of the emurim. As we hold min b'mino eino chotzeis, the same min is not chotzeis, would not create a division in between the eitzim and the emurim, and the basar is the same min as the emurim, so therefore the basar is not masik in between the emurim and the eitzim. Mincha is a lo nikmitzva bekriva b'chutz patur. A mincha in which the kohen had not yet taken off the kumis to be makter on the mizbeach, and somebody took the entire mincha outside the Beis HaMikdash and was makter the b'chutz, you're patur. And since the kumis had not yet been taken off from the mincha, so this mincha was not yet right for haktara. And something that is not right for haktara, that it is nikra b'chutz, you would not be chayav karet to be makrav it b'chutz. Kamsa, b'chadar kamsa l'teichav ekriva b'chutz, chayav. But if the kohen did take out the kumis from the mincha, but the kumis was returned back into the rest of the mincha, and then somebody took the entire mincha and was makrav it outside the Beis HaMikdash, he would be chayav. And since the kumis had already been taken off, even though it was put back into the mincha, if the kohen would be makrav the entire mincha together with the kumis, it would be kosher b'di evet. As even though only the kumis is supposed to be nikter on the mizbeach, and here is being makter the whole mincha, but the rest of the mincha would not be makter in between the kumis and the mizbeach, similar to the case that we had in the beginning of the Mishnah, where your makter the basar together with the emurim, that is kasher b'di evet. So therefore, since if you're makter on the mizbeach is kasher, if you're makter it b'chutz, you're chayav karet. As opposed to the first case where you did not take off the kumis at all, in such a case if you're makter on the mizbeach, it's not kasher. So if you're makter at b'chutz, you're not chayav karet. Sechet zvachem paratit gimel mishnah zvav ha-kaimetz v'al-levayna she-hikrib ez echad mehem b'chutz chayim. The kaimetz in the levayna of the mincha that somebody was makter one of the two outside the Beis HaMikdash he would be chayav karet. The kaimetz in the levayna are the makter of the mincha i.e. the haktara of both of them. The kohenim are allowed to eat the mincha, and if somebody is makter just one of them outside the Beis HaMikdash, that would be enough to be mechayev and karet. Rabbi Leza Paiter Achi Yaakov Ez Hashem. Rabbi Leza Paiter, a person who is makir, either the kumis or the levona outside the Beis HaMikdash, unless his makir is both of them. As Rabbi Leza holds, that in order to be chayev karet, for being makir b'chutz, he has to be makir the entire makir. The kumis and levona are called the makir of the mincha, since Ayidei Zahakhtara, both of them, the kohenim are allowed to eat the mincha. And just like Rabbi Leza said in Mishnah Dalit, that if somebody is makir only a kezayis of a kumis outside the Beis HaMikdash, he is patur, as he has to be makir the entire kumis, so too, according to Rabbi Leza, he has to be makir both the kumis and the levona outside the Beis HaMikdash in order to be chayav karet. Echad b'snim ve'echad b'chutz chayav. But if one of the two had already been nikrav b'snim, and somebody went ahead and took the remaining of the two and was makir b'snim, b'chutz, in such a case, even Rabbi Leza would hold that chayav, as since one of the two makir had already been nikrav, a person who goes ahead and is makir the remaining of the makir would be chayav karet. Shnei bezichei levona shehikrib es echad mehem b'chutz chayav. The two bezichei levona that ayidei the haktara of both of them that allow the kohanim to eat the lechem upon him. And if somebody goes ahead and is makir one of the two bezichim outside the Beis HaMikdash, he is chayav karet. Rabbi Lezer Poter Atzi Yakrib Es Hasheni. Rabbi Lezer Poter somebody who is Makrib only one of the two Pesichim outside the Beis HaMikdash, unless he is Makrib both of them, as only Ayidei the Haktara of both of them are the Kohanim allowed to eat the Lechem HaPanim. And Rabbi Lezer holds that the entire Matir has to be Nikra B'chutz in order to be Chayav Kari. Echad Tefnit Be'echad B'chutz Chayav. But if one of the Pesichim had already been Nikra on the Mizbech, and then somebody went ahead and took the remaining of the two Pesichim and was Makrovit outside the Beis HaMikdash, in such a case, even Rabbi Lezer holds Yechayev, and since this is the only Pesichim Levona left, by the Makrovit B'chutz, Yechayev Kari. Hazorek Miksat Damen B'chutz Chayev. Somebody who does part of the Matan Damen from the Dam Korban outside the Beis HaMikdash is Chayev Kari. And even if this is a korban that requires more than one matan dam on the mizbech, by doing one matan dam outside the Beit HaMikdash, you still chayav karis. As the din is that a korban that requires more than one matan dam on the mizbech, if only one matan dam was done on the mizbech, it's kosher b'di'evet. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Lezer, somebody who does only one matan dam from the dam korban outside the Beit HaMikdash, you'd be chayav karis. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, af ha-menasek may have Bechag, Bechud, Chag. Rabbi Lezer says, even somebody who pours the Mechag, the Nisach HaMayim that is done on Sukkot, as water is taken from a Maya and poured on the Mizbeach on Sukkot, that's the only time that Nisach HaMayim is done on the Mizbeach. Normally, we only do Nisach HaYayin on the Mizbeach. And somebody who takes that Maya that was set aside to be used for the Nisach HaMayim and pours it outside the Beis HaMikdash, he would be Chayav Karis. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, Shiori Hazam, Sheikrivam Bechot Chayim. Rabbi Nechemiah says, the remaining dam that is left over after the Matan Dam has been done on the Mizbech, and somebody took them outside the Beis HaMikdash, and did a Matan Dam with the Shiori Hazam outside the Beis HaMikdash, he would be Chayav Karis. The Mefarshim explained that Rabbi Nechemiah is talking about Chatos HaPimyon, Chatos in which the Matan Dam is done, the Snim, in the Hechel. And Rabbi Nechemiah holds that by Chatos HaPrimis, that was the Torah says that the Shiori HaDam, the remaining Dam after the Matan Damim is done, the Snit has to be poured onto the Yisod HaMizbech. And that is Ma'ake, the Korban. If the Shiori HaDam is not poured on the Yisod, the Korban is not kosher. So therefore, Rabbi Nechemiah holds that somebody takes the Shiori HaDam outside the Beit HaMikdash and does the Matan Dam outside the Beit HaMikdash, he'd be Chayav Karis. But by other Korbanos, that the Matan Damim is done b'chutz on the Mizbech and the Azar, in such a case, even if the Torah said that the Shiori HaDam has to be poured on the Yisod, but that's not Ma'akev, the Korban. If the Shiori HaDam is not poured on the Yisod of the Mizbech, the Korban is still kosher. So therefore, by those Korbanos, even according to Rabbi Nechemiah, somebody would take them outside the Beit HaMikdash and do Matan Damim with the Shiori HaDam, he would not be Chayav Karis.